Look out, here they come. Television commercials, radio ads, door knocks, flyers, robocalls from presidential candidates all targeting you trying to outblack each other. That means the Republicans too. Believing Hillary Clinton has the woman vote all but sewn up, they're coming after voters of color. And here's the evidence. Late last year in October, in an interview with Politico, Rand Paul said he believes a GOP candidate, probably him, can get at least a third of the black vote, if not more. Here's what he said. I don't want to limit it to that. I don't want to say there's only a third open. The reason I use the number a third is that when you do surveys of African American voters, a third of them are conservative on a preponderance of the issues. So there is upside potential. According to Politico, last year, Paul also met with black leaders in Ferguson, opened up a GOP outreach office in a black neighborhood in Kentucky, and spoke at the National Urban League Convention. He's also been speaking a lot about fair sentencing crimes where blacks are disproportionately affected. He's also one of the sponsors of the Fair Sentencing Act, which President Obama signed late last year. Is Rand Paul black enough? Remains to be seen. What about Mike Huckabee? Huckabee says he has more street cred than any of the 2016 presidential Republican hopefuls, telling The Hill last September, I know how to govern. It's about developing relationships, building camaraderie, building trust. I don't think you'll find a Republican who got 49% of the African-American vote, as I did in my reelection as governor, that had high Hispanic support. Those are things I think could be valuable to the party. Huckabee was talking directly to Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio in that interview, each of who believes they have a lock on Latino voters. Is Marco Rubio black enough? Well, he certainly thinks so. The Florida Republican has been openly discussing his love affair with rappers Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. It is an obvious attempt to reach out to young and black voters. Jeb Bush has been talking a lot about how he's evolving on issues affecting blacks and women. And finally, the only woman in the race so far, Hillary Clinton, isn't taking anything for granted when it comes to the black vote. Blacks are prominently featured in her new announcement video. President Obama stopped short of endorsing her, but says Clinton is his friend and would make a great president of the United States. Get ready, y'all. The road to 2016, even without an African American in the race, will be bigger and blacker than ever.